When I was at school in England, we had cricket lessons every summer. Not very many, and generally the teachers just gave us the ball and the bats and the pads and we just went to play. And I actually didn't really like cricket. I wasn't so strong, I couldn't hit the ball. We had to share the bowling, because cricket's very much like baseball. Somebody bowls the ball and someone else tries to hit it, and the other people then try to catch the ball. That's it in a nutshell. So I didn't really like cricket. But then when I was in Hungary, in Budapest, I was always looking for new things to do with the kids, like drama and music. And then I came up with British sports, and I introduced that as a module in my school in Budapest. And some of the kids liked it, but we didn't really have the facilities to play, and they were all involved in football and other school sports. But then when I moved to another town, a smaller town, suddenly, it was a new school, new kids, and we went to the freshers' camp, and I thought, why not play cricket one evening during the freshers' camp? And they loved it. One class did it, everybody played. We hit the ball over the fence, and we had to go into the neighbour's house to get it two or three times. Everyone had a great time, and then we went back to school on the following Monday, and the kids were coming up to me in the corridor saying, Andy, when's the next training? And I said, training? So I agreed to do it, and the school supported it because every school likes extracurricular activities, after school activities. But at that point, there was no cricket in Hungary at all. So I had to bring stuff from England at Christmas. I went to see my parents, so I brought back some bats and balls. And we played with them, and then I was on the internet looking for competitions we could go to, looking for tournaments. And I found a girls' tournament in Germany. So I told the girls, oh, we're going to go to Germany, but nobody believed me. But then, through a school project, I got in touch with a teacher in England, and he was a cricket coach and a cricket player. So he said, oh, come to my school, or come to my town, and we'll play. We'll coach you, and you can play against the local schools. So 9 months after starting cricket in my school, I took 15 kids to England. So they had the English experience, the culture, the language, everything, and they had cricket as well. And after that, we went to Slovenia, because there's some cricket in Slovenia, and then the Czech Republic, and since then, that was in 2007, since then, I've been to 8 different countries and been on 18 different cricket trips. So, with different kids mainly, but some of the kids have been on almost all of the trips. So, we now have international cricket, international junior cricket, international women's cricket. And back in 2007, I spoke to a friend and I found another guy. And between us, we started a league in Budapest of 6 teams. So some of my kids played with me in one team, and then there was an Indian team and a Pakistani team and mainly an English team, because generally in all of these European countries there are Indians and Pakistanis and Australians and lots of English people living, and they all know cricket from school and from the TV. So it's very easy to get clubs together, and so we've had a league in Hungary since 2007. We travel a lot. I personally want Hungarians to play cricket, so I spend a lot of time teaching in schools, demonstrating cricket, and the natural enthusiasm is there. A ball's coming, you hit it as hard as you can, and then you run. And little kids, about 12, 15, between 12 and 16 years old, it's very easy to get them to play cricket. And then I say, you will travel, you will play for your country, and it's a great feeling all round.